Welcome to 77 WABC. This is Rich Zeoli here on your New York weekend on a steamy, blustery July day. I hope you were doing well. I hope you were attempting to keep cool today in this heat. It's brutal out there, so it's a great day for you to sit inside and listen to WABC because we've got some great issues today that we're going to tackle. There is so much going on. I hope we'll get to all of it. This is, again, one of those weekends where I feel like just news is exploding all over the place. And like I always say, Sunday is the start of the week, not the finish of the week. So we don't recap the week's events here. We're making news here because what we talk about today is going to be talked about tomorrow and really the rest of the week. So I'm so glad you could be here with me today. A little bit about myself. I am the author of The Seven Principles of Public Speaking. I'm a former Republican Party chairman, and I've worked in politics since I was literally 13 years old. So I live it, I breathe it, and it's such an honor to be here behind this microphone talking to you about all the issues we're going to confront. And today we are going to tackle the Bush tax cuts are set to expire unless Congress renews them, and that's going to mean a massive tax increase heading to the way of the American people. We're going to talk about the Clinton wedding. I don't know if you got your invitation. I did not get mine, which doesn't surprise me very much, but a lot of people are upset that they were not invited. The so-called the A-listers, they're all upset that nobody invited them to the Clinton wedding. So we're going to get to that and how really Chelsea Clinton is ruining another girl's wedding. I'll tell you about that. We're also going to talk a little bit about the House and the Senate races and how I think Republicans are, in fact, poised to take back the House of Representatives this coming November. And I'm not the only one who feels that way because apparently the White House also agrees with that sentiment. So we're going to get into that as well. But first, I want to talk about the proposed mosque near Ground Zero. Now, you probably have heard about this by now. It is a story that is happening right here in New York City, and it is making national attention. And it is one of those issues that I know you have an opinion on, and our number is 1-800-848-WABC. And on this issue, I want you to call in and tell me, speak from your heart on this issue, because this is controversial and it really hits home. It hits home for me personally, because I'm the son of a Port Authority police lieutenant. My dad, I know he's listening right now, and a lot of his friends are listening who were there after 9/11 working at the recovery effort and had to see a lot of their friends pass away. And so the idea that a mosque can be built really just a block or two from Ground Zero in a building that was hit by one of the planes on 9/11 is offensive to so many people. And all this talk about this mosque, this community center, the Cordoba House as it's called, and what that really means, and I'm gonna get into that with you in just a few minutes, and the fact that it's gonna be a huge community center. And, you know, the people that are for this are accusing people like us who really have strong reservations and are against this project from being there of being racist, of being anti-Muslim, and saying a lot of very horrible things. And so I thought it's time for us to reach out to someone who is sensible on this issue, who actually is against the mosque being at Ground Zero, and unlike what so many other people are saying about it, they really can't call him anti-Muslim because he's a devout Muslim. His name is Dr. Zudi Jasser, and he is the president and founder of the American Islamic Forum for Democracy. He's a devout Muslim, and he has started many mosques around the world with his family. And he's here with us right now on 77 WABC, so it's my pleasure to welcome the program. Dr. Jasser, how are you, sir?
Good. It's nice to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Well, listen, thank you so much for making time. I know you got a busy day ahead of you, so I really appreciate it. Dr. Jasser, first of all, tell me a little bit about, and tell our listeners today a little bit about the American Islamic Forum for Democracy.
Well, we're an organization that is Muslim and started after 9/11 in 2003 with the idea that basically global terrorism is a Muslim problem that needs a Muslim solution, that it's a symptom that comes from a deeper ideology that can be violent or nonviolent. The nonviolent portion is more concerning because it's a political ideology that seeks to establish Islamic state based in Islamic law. And until you seek an enlightenment process, until we get a separation of mosque and state in Islam, the same way Christianity went through that enlightenment in the West and created the American Revolution away from the Church of England, you're going to continue to have a lack of identification of Muslims with Western society with America and continue to have that stimulus for terror. And that's why we formed our organization, and we have a phrase in our organization is that we are Americans that happen to be Muslim and not Muslims that demand to be American.
Okay, now, so talk about the mosque at Ground Zero. I know you've been pretty outspoken against this issue. So tell us why you're against the mosque at Ground Zero.
Yeah, I think what's important here is the fact that we're having a conversation about the mosque. Nobody's saying, and I've never said, that we want to make it illegal for them to build it or to say that they don't have a right to build it. But, you know, as a Muslim, we're 1% of the population. You've got a place, the Ground Zero, where the war started. This wasn't a beginning of cultural exchange. It was a beginning of a war. And I think it's extremely tone-deaf. If you look at the perceptions about Islam in America since 9/11, it was negative 23% on 9/12/01. Now it's over 50% in some studies. So the groups that claim to be representing Muslims in America are doing things that are actually leading to more fanning of the flames. And I think this type of behavior I actually find to be against the humility and the Islam that I learned from my parents, where, yes, religious freedom is important, and this is not about religious freedom. It's about a tone-deaf action that takes an area, and actually, they say, well, how many blocks is appropriate? And I would tell you, their intention, they use their own justification for this project to say that they're intentionally putting it near Ground Zero, so it's them who said that it was near Ground Zero, not us in defining the distances. So I would say that the other thing is that it's not a reflection of the local community there. The local community there, if they were funding it, and the organization said that it was all local monies from local Muslims in New York, I'd say fine. But it's a $100 million project, an unprecedented American project for Muslims. This organization, the Cordova Initiative, has demonstrated that they have taken funds from groups in Qatar and abroad, and I think they need to be transparent. If this is going to be foreign funding, then it's not really about the needs of the local Muslim community. It's really about putting a face on Islam that's a facade that doesn't admit the problems we have to fix.
And I think it's so interesting when you talk about the location. We didn't pick it. Those who want the Cordova House, but they picked it. And so for anyone to say that we're against a mosque being built, it's ridiculous. It's about the location and being sensitive to the families of the victims on 9/11. And I applaud you for seeing that.
Exactly. And that's why they twist the argument backwards against everybody and saying that, oh, you're against it. And they say, well, there's strip clubs a block or two blocks away, so what's the big deal? The big deal is that in the Washington Post, Daisy Khan was quoted a couple weeks ago as saying, well, we want to change the perception narrative about what happened at Ground Zero. We want to change the narrative. I mean, this is, and I'm paraphrasing, but the bottom line is that's why they're building it nearby. That's why they want it to be 13 stories and be obvious from far away, because they think somehow that propaganda is going to change American perceptions. And I will tell you, in my experience on the ground in America across the country, the only thing that's going to change perception is if we build anti-Al-Qaeda centers, anti-Hamas, anti-Islamic State centers that say that we're going to focus on counterterrorism and not about our own PR and our own victimology.
It's a quarter after the hour here on 77 WABC. This is Rich Zeoli here on your New York weekend. We are talking with Dr. Zudi Jasser, MD, who is the president and founder of the American Islamic Forum for Democracy. And Dr. Jasser is telling us why he agrees with me that this mosque should not be built near Ground Zero, that it's insensitive to the families. Dr. Jasser, one of the things I wanted to ask you about is you mentioned that you feel that this mosque is really, on their part, being used for political purposes. Explain what you mean by that.
Yeah, again, the entity that we're fighting is not just terrorism, it's political Islam. Political Islam is about presenting a facade of the Islamic State, of Sharia. The imam that's building this has said that Sharia is no different than the Declaration of Independence. And this is just false. This is a blind to the fact that our legal system of our faith is still in the 15th and 16th century, the fact that there are laws against blasphemy, against apostasy. So what they're doing is they're part of a movement to try to project a collectivization of the faith group that most of us actually don't have. My family escaped the Middle East to get away from the political groups, the Brotherhood, and other groups that speak on behalf of our faith community, thinking that somehow we must all be monolithic because we're Muslim, that we must all have the same political goal publicly and doing this endeavor that they have. And in fact, I think, and it's funny how I get a lot of email from some of their cohorts saying that, oh, you're just projecting the anti-Islam platform. And I'll tell them, you know what? We're showing that there's diversity. that not all Muslims agree with what you're doing. That's all I'm doing, is showing that we're not all alike and that there are many Muslims that don't wear our faith on our forehead and actually enjoy being in a government that is under God, but not under a single faith such as Islam. And I think that that's so important, this, to talk about what they're trying to do from a political standpoint in a global movement of political Islam.
Now, the imam behind this, Imam Faisal Abdul Rauf, Rauf, am I pronouncing that right?
Yes, Abdul Rauf.
He says that they want to be part of the community, and they want this center to serve as a beacon for the community and invite the community in. But if he's so concerned about the community, why doesn't he respect the fact that so many people are hurting still to this day from 9/11 and the losses, and that for this to go up, it's too soon. It's not what the community wants. If this imam so much wants to be part of the community and feels that he's, in his words, doing the right thing for the community, why doesn't he just respect it and pick another location? This is a big city. He can find somewhere else to build a mosque.
Yeah, there are a lot of mosques. This prayer center is even closer, and nobody had a problem with the Islamic center that's even closer to Ground Zero that's been there even far before 9/11. And the issue here is, and this is, you know, there it's the question of how he's looking at the cup. And they'll find some of the post the 9/11 families and say that, well, they're in support of this, and they've got Mayor Bloomberg on their side and others, and they'll say, well, this is just part of the disagreement. And I would tell them that actually my family and others, many of us that have built mosques around the country, if we had handouts from foreign governments, would say, no way, we don't want that, because it's not a reflection of us. It's not a reflection of who we are as Americans to take money from oil barons and others that think that they want to somehow do a propaganda ploy by building beautiful mosques in the middle of large towns, and especially at Ground Zero. So I think what they're doing is just trying to, you know, feign ignorance and say that they want to teach the rest of the New Yorkers a lesson by building a large mosque. And I would say that that's not the humble way. It's not. If they would disavow foreign funding, I'd say they might find a more open community to that. I think that if they would make it less of an imposing project and more about counterterrorism, I think they would find more agreement. And the question is, how much cooperation? I think at Ground Zero, it should not be about faith, but about being American. And that's where they really are trying to change the narrative.
Dr. Jasser, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to be with us today. Terrific, your thoughts. I admire your courage, and thank you for speaking out on this issue. It's so important.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, have a great day, Doctor. When we get back, your thoughts on what Dr. Jasser just said on this proposed mosque at Ground Zero. I agree with Dr. Jasser. It's inappropriate, it's insensitive, and this should not happen. We should respect this site, as what happened there is too sacred to let this controversial project go through. But I want to hear from you. 1-800-848-WABC. This is Rich Zeoli here on your New York Weekend. We'll be right back.
Get your free 77 WABC app for your iPhone or iPad. Go to your app.